there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. A prominent Russian chief rabbi, Barrel Lazar, one of Russia's two chief rabbis, has called out Alexei Pavlov, the secretary of the Security Council of Russia, for what he considers dangerous anti-Semitic remarks by Pavlov, referring to the Chabad Lubavitch sect as a neo-pagan cult needing to be de-Satanized along with others in Ukraine. In reaction to the statement via an open letter, Lazar's office considers Pavlov's remarks as, quote, a piece of vulgar anti-Semitism, unquote, and has requested an immediate and clear response from Russian authorities on the matter. Lazar and Chabad of Russia have been actively vocal on Russian policies recently, such as the expulsion of foreign Chabad rabbis from Russia on questionable charges, including unfounded beliefs that they were a threat to national security. Kanye West's support base continues to crumble with the National Basketball Association and National Football League stars distancing themselves from the controversial rapper's recent controversial anti-Semitic comments, and in turn have parted ways with Donda Sports, an agency founded by West. Boston Celtics forward Jaylen Brown has made it clear that he will always stand up strongly to anti-Semitism, hate speech, and any offensive speech which he does not relate to in any way, hence his decision to sever ties with the agency, whilst Aaron Donald of the Los Angeles Rams focused on parental guidance being essential in promoting tolerance and understanding and not misguided interpretation of societies as West has demonstrated, which leads to confrontation and oppression. In another reaction, film and television studio MRC has announced that it intends putting plans on hold to distribute its recently completed Kanye West-themed documentary. Germany has this year been experiencing an average of 5 anti-Semitic activities daily, and this trend, according to findings by the Federal Police Office, is showing an alarming increase of such incidents as compared to previous years. So far, a total of 1,555 anti-Semitic incidents have been reported this year, of which 55 crimes were classified as violent, with the rest related to incitement to hatred situations and the offensive display of symbols from the far-right and neo-Nazi organizations. In 2021, a total of 3,028 anti-Semitic incidents were reported by Germany's Federal Ministry of the Interior, which was a 30% increase on the previous year. And last April, the head of Germany's Domestic Intelligence Service warned that anti-Semitic incidents reported were really the tip of the iceberg. Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario is the latest education institution to experience anti-Semitic activity, with graffiti saying "Kill the Jews" along with a swastika displayed in two locations near its campus, which accommodates high student populations. Natty Pressman, the local Hillel's Jewish Awareness Director, who came across the graffiti, says she is disappointed at the ongoing lack of response to such hate messages, adding that few clubs at the university have reacted to such behavior, including the mayor of Kingston. Elsewhere in Canada, back in June, graffiti with the following wording, "Shoot a Jew in the head," accompanied by a picture of an Orthodox Jew and the Star of David, was discovered near Toronto's York University area. A suspect in connection with the incident was arrested by police in July, also on charges relating to 8 other hate-motivated acts of vandalism. And the search for artificial intelligence in various fields continues, with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem announcing the launch of a joint program with social media giant Meta, formerly known as Facebook, to enhance research in artificial intelligence in academia and industry. Students from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem School of Engineering and Computer Science will collaborate with Meta artificial intelligence tutors and will also have access to Meta's computer infrastructure and facilities. Regarded as a first of its kind between Meta and an Israeli university, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem aims to introduce artificial intelligence research from its School of Computer Science and Engineering to the artificial intelligence marketplace, adding that research results derived from the program will be published and shared with the scientific community and industry. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.